Welcome to the IB Sports NFL Draft Show. I am your host, the Commish, and I am joined, as always, by the man formerly known as Actively Lazy.
Yo, is Tristan upstairs? All right. Damn right. Get it right, bro. March Madness champion. You put me in there and look at what happens. I'm just the best, bro. I'm
I was
just the
trying to
best.
mix it up a little bit, but I
You
figured
don't
you
need to mix it up.
can.
When you add in the alpha, everybody else becomes betas. Don't do it, bro. Don't
They
do
were
it. I'm the
afraid.
GOAT.
They were
I'm the
afraid.
GOAT of the group. Nope, I'm the GOAT of the
Afraid.
group.
They were afraid.
I'm top five in everything. That
I
makes me
sent you
GOAT.
down. I sent you
And
down
I'm a
like your
champion.
father sent
Multiple,
Jesus to
multiple,
dwell among the people.
multiple. What was it? Contender of the year or whatever? Participant of the
MVP. There
year.
was an MVP award. Yeah.
You didn't kick me out 6 times in the last month, and I still won March Madness. Like, it's wild. I ain't even complaining. That's how confident I was. You kicking me out when we doing polls. I'm at everyone on all the other posts. I use my at everyone on everybody else's posts and still won. I used it
I
one
saw
time on
that.
mine, but
That was
that's because that particular one, you had said it, but it didn't go through.
yeah, it was like if I can't do it more than one day. I thought I did because I got one for IB Network and I have one for the the RC Carlton. So I think I just did it twice or something. I don't know what happened. I did it twice in RC Carlton. And I was trying to do the movie star one. It just got really hectic. March got away from me and I did everything later than I wanted to. So if you are in the groups, be active, participate, give us 5 stars, or you are a hater. Let's get into it. Also, yeah, also, I guess you can follow the big group at facebook.com/Akana Bomb, also at twitter.com/Akana Bomb. Who is your number one quarterback in this draft?
My number one quarterback in this draft should be everybody's number one quarterback is Bryce Young.
Yes.
It's not really that complicated.
Not at all. Not at all. Watch them play
Yeah.
and look who the best. You cannot watch them play and not come away with the fact that Bryce Young is better than all of those people.
Yeah, I mean, I get the concerns, but I'm just tired of. Like, we need to update our narrative, man. Like, how many people are really running around too small for the NFL and it's really becoming a thing? Like, oh, he's getting hurt because he's too small. They said that about DeVonta Smith, a wide receiver, and he has been pretty much durable as you could be at that position. And then, as far as quarterbacks, they're the most protected position,
Yeah,
the
it's
most
different.
protected
You can't just
position
tee off and
in the
run.
league. In the league, even if he did get hurt. The NFL would implement a rule to ensure that it never happens again. So why are we concerned with his actual size? Like, I'd be concerned if he had like nutritional issues or nutritional deficiencies, but oh, his frame's not that big, or he seems a little skinny, he seems a little frail. He can't be touched. He literally
Yeah,
can't be touched.
that
Like,
really is beating.
if like for an offensive playmaker in today's NFL, size does not matter. Because if they get hit too hard, even if it's a legal hit, they'll get fined and penalized.
Or
So
they'll
why do
change the
we
rule
care?
to
So
protect
why do
them.
we care? Why do we care?
Now, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that point. That is the main point. I think just break it down what I almost said to her. Break it down what Young has.
Don't you do my boy
I
like
know,
that.
right? He is special. Even some of the throws he makes, even though it doesn't look like he's gunning them, he's getting them in. He can throw out multiple platforms. He's got like this sixth sense to feel pressure, and everybody talks about his processing and his feel for pressure, not being able to get a hands on him. And one of the things, the points that I was trying to make or have been making is, how many times have you seen a quarterback with an adequate arm and very good mental processing fail? That
Never.
doesn't happen very often.
He's very cerebral,
Yes.
and he's actually, to me, more of a hybrid than anything, because there have been moments where he's been the runner, the Texas game,
Yeah.
and that's what won the game, was ultimately his legs. I mean, he just couldn't move the ball really, but at the end of the day, Bryce Young is the best offensive playmaker in this draft. That's just what he is. He can run with the best of them. He can throw with the best of them, and he's very cerebral. I wouldn't call him perfect, but he's a playmaker. He's really a playmaker, and I think a good comp for him is Deshaun Watson, in my opinion. which, you know, obviously, you know,
Yeah,
controversy
on
aside,
film, on film.
ability wise, because Deshaun was the same player. Like, you ask yourself when you watch him on film, why doesn't he run more? But that's because he's got arm talent. The difference
Yeah.
between Bryce and Deshaun is Bryce never had anybody question why he didn't run more because you respected his arm talent. And I think Deshaun, and then we're in a different time too, but Deshaun kind of had to fight that stigma where people was trying to make him to be a Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson type player and not respecting his ability to throw. I don't think we're going to see any of that with Bryce Young. I think he transitions well. His mechanics are pretty solid all the way around. He's consistent with his mechanics. He's consistent outside the pocket, inside the pocket. I don't have any concerns with him not being able to see over the offensive line and those little things like that. And one of the best things about him is he's not afraid to throw the ball across the middle of the field, especially deep. And that is in today's NFL where most people do their damage. Getting the ball to your playmakers, allowing them to get yards after the catch. I just hate to see him get drafted on a team that's going to be talent deficient.
But I think he could even make them better and lift them up. But we agree on number one.
Yeah.
Who's your number two quarterback?
Number two, again, to me, not really an issue. CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I think it's a weak year overall
Yeah,
for
but come on,
every
man.
position.
Come on.
But
Like who would you even like realistically try to make an argument for to be a number two here?
And I'm saying that's an indicative of how weak of a year it is. Like, he's a fine, solid quarterback, but do you think he's going to be a perennial Pro Bowler? Do you think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback every year?
But not getting drafted on a team that's going to have a terrible offensive line more than likely. Now, if he could sabotage himself and fall into the bottom 15, I think he could. But there's just such a high ceiling for his arm. Like I just feel like he has to be the consensus number two, because what he doesn't have in playmaking prowess or prowess is
Prowess, yeah.
made up for it, yeah, is made up for in his ability with his arm. Like, I think he's solid. It's just the only knock that I have on him comes from Chase, and Chase is right in the mental aspect. He just like I watched a lot of CJ. I was fortunate enough to see Bryce in person for a game. And the difference in what I saw in Bryce, what I saw in CJ is that at the end of the day, I trust Bryce. Bryce is a leader. And people will like scoff at that, but I just don't see it in his attitude, man. I don't see somebody that's willing to work through adversity except for one
Yeah, it doesn't
game.
look like the game he's ready to die. Like Bryce Young is like someone that looks like he'll do anything to win. This guy, the only time I saw him play like this against Georgia, it
Yeah,
bothers me.
that's what I was gonna say, Georgia.
And this is a cliche, but the reason why cliches exist is because there's some truth to him. He doesn't have that winner vibe and that leadership vibe and that he's gonna pull out those close games and lead the team to victory. They never won the Big Ten. I think too. Being surrounded by all that first round receivers they played with
Man,
over the
what
last,
a
well, more than that,
movie.
four first round receivers they played with over the last 2 years. First round receivers, everybody's always open. He's not challenged, but like maybe two times a year. And I think he's going to be different in the NFL. He doesn't respond that well to pressure. I don't feel like he responds that well to adversity during the games. I'm not impressed. I mean, he's solid because he has the physical ability, but I'm not impressed. There's a lot of predetermined throws. Sometimes mechanics, he throws up the back foot. It's just like the really talented person that can just get by without studying the test. That's what I, or the really smart person in school. That's what I get from Bryce. I mean, not Bryce. What I get from Stroud
CJ.
is that he's just had all this talent and all these. He's talented. He's been surrounded by talented. He's very rarely challenged. And I think it's going to be a big difference in the NFL. Not saying he's going to be a failure, but I think he's just going to be mediocre.
One of the things that I will say about him is CJ is going to need to be coached a little bit further, which sounds crazy to say. in the Ryan Day offense, considering the talent that he's put out. And whether they've been successful at the next level or not, I think most people would agree the talent that's come out of quarterback at Ohio State, hell, the talent they even let go has been first round talent for the quarterback position. But CJ has some things about him that that I feel like come about because you have all that talent at wide receiver, staring down receivers from time to time, what they call pocket drifting. He does that a lot, actually, for somebody of his talent. What I think would best suit him is that he gets in a true spread offense in the NFL. Somebody's not going to put him under center ever, and understand that the more of the field that he can see, the quicker he'll probably let go of the ball, and that will ultimately have him be successful. He will be a rhythm-based quarterback. He will be a rhythm-based quarterback.
Yeah, he's a rhythm and timing kind of guy.
He's going to be the guy that if you knock him off his feet a couple times, he's going to get a little timid here, you know? But we did see hints of some form of, I want to win going against Georgia, but I didn't see that shit against Michigan, and that bothers me.
And how much do we – and I've been struggling with that game. How much should we count that, given he was given a month to prepare, and he's never going to get a month to prepare for a game, and that sample size is contrary to almost every other thing he's ever done?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a testament to his ceiling more so than who he is. Like, you can get that out of him.
Yeah, if you can get it out of him, sure.
With the proper motivation. But you have to take into account what you've seen by and large on a consistent basis. And what we've seen consistently doesn't match what we saw against Georgia. So, again, what I would think, and I'm not a professional scout, I'm just saying in my mind, I look at Georgia as his ceiling. And then everything else is who he really is.
I would agree that too. I mean, obviously, if he just ends up playing like that, you know, more power to him. And I do think this too. With a clean pocket, he has a 92.9 grade from PFF. With a not clean, or with a when he's under pressure, his PFF grade is 43.9. And I think that is really telling. So, I mean, if you give him the right situation, if he gets a Dak situation, I think he'll look like Dak, but I don't think he's going to get a Dak situation. So, and actually, that's a pretty darn good comparison, I think, would be to me. He's not as big as Dak, but it reminds me a lot of what Dak would be in the NFL, or what he could be like Dak in the NFL. Maybe not even that good, but around that, I feel like if he tops out, it's around that.
What's going to hurt him is his decision-making, man. Like, he throws late sometimes on routes that in the league, that's a pick, man. People don't realize, even though you hear it all the time, people really don't truly realize how much faster the NFL game is than to college. Like, even if you take the top 1% in the college, in their college years, and you put them, like, you play against them, they're still not going to be what they are at the NFL. Like, so much changes between your last game as a top athlete in college and then going to the NFL. And I just worry about that, because he only really had chemistry with one guy, and he halfway wanted to pass him the ball until the end. And then, you know, it's really a question of, how much of this is really Ryan Day's failure as a coach, as well as just not getting the most out of Stroud? Because Stroud's always been talented. We knew about him, and he's beat out plenty of people. But why didn't we see more of the Georgia Stroud? And if it's about who you think is to blame, is that CJ's fault or is that the coach's fault? I lean more to the coach than I do to CJ, but I'm not going to overlook what CJ has done, like I said, that lump
sum. Or hasn't done.
Yeah, it hasn't done, yeah.
Let's move on. My third is, and I'm really close to putting Hooker, but the fact that he's 25, and also the fact that he's coming off an ACL injury, and it was a really kind of a fake system. I feel like it's a air raid. So I got Richardson. I know you don't like Richardson, but it's not, like I said, it's a really weak draft. I think that if you use Richardson like Jalen Hurts has been used for the last, 2 years, 3 years, if you use him that way, I don't know if you could have similar success, but it's possible. Now, Jalen Hurts, the character that he's shown, the work ethic that he's shown, the person that he is, and he also has a lot more experience with big games and trial by fire for Jalen Hurts. But he did improve, and the fact that he was able to run the ball and give him a system that he's comfortable with in the NFL while he got better. So I see an avenue for somebody like that.
Y'all can keep that shit, man. I'd rather just wait till next year to get a quarterback if that's the case, man. I'll put McCaffrey in the quarterback again before I get Anthony
I
Richardson.
mean, but he can pass. I mean,
I am
slightly
as low
pass.
on Anthony Richardson as I could possibly be. It makes no goddamn sense that people keep trying to give me all these things that don't matter because I don't see it on film, bro. Like he hasn't won anything with his legs or controlled the game or dominated the game in a fashion that creates this kind of hype. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous to the point where I'm just like, is this one of those false flag things that they do during the draft? Because at any given time, he was the number one pick all the way down to the number five pick or 10, or we don't know, people may be trading up, people like Anthony Richardson. Shut that shit up,
I would
man.
be surprised somebody traded up to get him.
No, man, and
Three.
they can, and that's great. And you know what? I don't want to hate on him because he's your brother. I'm just telling you what I see and how I feel. It's a lot of unnecessary hype, man. Like he hasn't won anything with all this athleticism that everybody keeps talking about. He has two good passes out of 50 attempts. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, again, if you have to have a quarterback and you can't get the top two guys, just let it be till next year's draft.
My
I
biggest
swear to
issue
you.
with him and Levis, but we're not there yet, and he won't be my next one, spoiler alert, is they weren't good college players. Now, I'm not exaggerating. If you're looking at college, and obviously their stats, I guess, are slightly above average, but if you're looking at college and everything that's available, they're average at best to actually not good considering what they have to work with. And so if you're not good in college, it's hard in the NFL. So how in the hell are you going to be good in the NFL and you weren't really that good in college? There's a lot. They are not good. You are projecting based on physical talent that they will play better. But with Cam, usually there's like strengths and weaknesses. But like Cam was an excellent player. You knew he had some deficiencies. Jalen Hurts was an excellent college football player. We saw some things that frustrated us. But he was a very good college football player that won a lot of games and put up a lot of numbers. Josh Allen, for as erratic as he was a very good college football player on a bad team. I'll even say Daniel Jones was a decent or almost good, considering he was playing at Duke, college football player. These guys are not what I would say, and the stats bear it out. These are not excellent or very good college football players. These are C plus, B minus at best college football players. And that, I can't take that in the first round.
Like I said, man, and I'm picking Hendon Hooker as my third, and that's just because I gotta pick somebody. Two of his attributes, or one of his attributes, excuse me, because I gotta sneeze again, these stupid allergies, but one of his attributes was mobility. It's probably gonna be hindered a little, which
People coming back quick though. People are coming back
yeah,
quicker.
and modern technology has helped with that.
And he's gonna redshirt this year, so hopefully he'll it's not the RG3 days.
Shout out to modern technology. Got my boys like Waddle balling out after you guys told me that they wouldn't. I just want to plug that in real quick. But I think his mechanics are pretty consistent too. He has better accuracy than people give him credit for, and he's not a small guy. I know there's a stigma with air raid, but I feel like the league has changed a little, and guys like Hendon Hooker get more of a bump than they used to. It
No
used to
huddle
be,
too. That's the thing
yeah,
too. Oh, no huddle.
it used to be negative. It used to be a negative thing. And honestly, the league needs to develop into more no huddle, man, more pace
Yeah, I
and things.
agree.
And
But look at his stuff. Like I, from my whatever I know of the air raid, like this is more spread out and more extreme. He doesn't pass to the middle of the field. It's all on the outside. So
That's true.
It's
That's
not
true.
conducive to the NFL. But I like his game. I liked him all year. I wanted him to win the Heisman. I thought Tennessee was special. Part of me thought Tennessee was the best team in the nation. They probably weren't, but I would have loved to see them get in there and see what they could do. Obviously, Georgia wrecked them, but I would have loved to see them get in there and
So
see it.
Malik Willis only passed the outside, and they gave him a chance. And I think,
yeah, exactly.
I think Hendon Hooker is a better,
a lot
more
better.
capable passer than he is. A lot of that probably just going to have to come with changing his mentality a little. Air raid guys, I think, typically look outside in anyway,
Yeah.
like literally stare outside and then come back in. Like their check down is
And this is
just.
not a small man. He's 6'4", 218, so
Yeah.
he's got prototypical size. He's got a strong arm. Like, there's a lot to like, but he is. And I think if those other two guys weren't in there, we would be looking at him as more developmental. But the
I
fact
like
that
the.
you got two guys that are literally just clay that needs to be shaped, he looks polished. Even if it's not NFL system, it's he successfully ran a system.
I
Those other
think.
two did not successfully run a system.
I think he needs a fresh face for a coach. I would love to see him go to the Giants, honestly.
Yeah, something, man.
I think Dabble could get something out of him, man. I think Dabble's a good coach. I don't want to call him an innovator, but he knows
Yeah.
his personnel. He showed that in Buffalo. He showed that last year in New York. Like a guy like Hendon Hooker with his talent, I'll even be nice to say Anthony Richardson. Like those two types of guys, they need somebody that understands personnel, understands their strengths, and knows how to get the most out of them, even at the cost of maybe making some mistakes here and there. And I think Dabble does that pretty well with everybody he has. I thought Daniel Jones played pretty well. In fact, Daniel Jones' best games came when his start receivers were out.
Yeah.
Like, which is an incredible testament to that team. And so we don't have a lot of innovators in the NFL no more, man, offensively. It's wild considering how easy offense is now.
Yeah.
People just kind of do the same shit.
I think my last thing on Hooker I want to say is, even though what he did won't resemble any NFL offense,
Yeah.
he had the ability to be coached and to command an offense and be very prolific. And that, again, is not something you can say of Levis, and that is not something you can say of Richardson. So, you know, maybe none of these quarterbacks, I believe in Bryce Young. And I just want to say, like, I believe in Bryce Young to the nth degree. He's the only one that I believe in. I think Bryce Young is Drew Brees with legs. You know, I think
that's
that's
a nice
how I would describe it.
compliment. That's a nice compliment. I'm high on him too.
When I see that, that's what I see. I see
Yeah.
Drew Brees that can move.
Wait, real quick,
worst case, like maybe Russell Wilson.
Can I just laugh at this? Because this is what I'm talking about, Anthony Richardson. So NFL draft scouting report from Draft Network: top reasons to buy into Anthony Richardson, dual threat QB. If I say dual threat QB, you think he can run and he can pass, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Top reasons for concern: throwing mechanics and accuracy. So what makes him a dual threat? What
said
makes
about
him a
Michael
dual
Vick.
threat, bro?
That's like, bro, you're not a dual threat if you're not good at both.
Yeah, like what? Your mechanics and your accuracy is literally the most important thing. Talking about rare arm strength. Yeah, he can launch the ball down the field. He can hit the top of the ceiling in the dome. That's great. But you have terrible mechanics and you're not accurate.
I got a
See,
pet peeve too.
You're athletic, Ryan
these
Mallett.
Buzzwords. They will say these buzzwords. He's got tools. But I mean, he's got physical tools if you're in the Olympics. And I think you said that before, that exact analogy. But like, as far as quarterback tools go, and all the things that you need to do to play quarterback, the amount of arm strength that he has is not necessary. So sure, he could turn into that, but what he's doing is not his greatest strength is not necessary for success in the NFL. You could have I'd much rather have a dude with a 7 arm or a 6 arm that can run the offense as opposed to a dude with a 10 arm that can't run the offense that's super inaccurate. Now, I have seen flashes of him moving in the pocket, him throwing the ball over the middle and dig right. I've seen flashes of this, and I felt like when I watched the tape, I saw more flashes of pocket presence than I did with Levis, but I can't do it. But who is your, and it might be default, but who's your number four?
After hearing Levis' dietary things, I'm going
That's
with
upsetting.
I'm going with Richardson. I'm going with Richardson just because, as much as I clown him, the athleticism will always trump, or that ceiling on the athleticism will always trump anything else for me. Because Levis ain't doing nothing special anyway. I feel like I could work with, or again, disguise scheme, Richardson in a system similar to Jalen Hurts. You're right. Jalen Hurts, I feel like the Eagles want more vertical this year. I feel like their passing game coordinator, offensive coordinator, deserves more credit for figuring it out. And I feel like Richardson, at his peak with a fucking Christmas miracle, could turn into something remotely similar to that. Or he could be Malik Willis 2.0. But just with his legs alone, he'll always be a threat. I can't say that about Levis, man. I don't get it. I know people say the narrative's ridiculous, but the dude couldn't beat out my guy from Penn State, and Penn State quarterback is trash. And I'm not letting that go. I didn't think he was anything special at Kentucky. Kentucky's not even a prolific passing offense. They primarily get by running. They highlight their running backs all the time. And he was 21 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, threw for 2,400 yards last year. I think he had a couple injuries too, but like, he just wasn't special. And anytime you gotta go back a year.
Yeah, it's always a bad sign. And
Yeah,
you know who
man.
Levis reminds me of? But I, just for the record, I think I said it. But so you've got, you are young Stroud, Hooker, Richardson. I am young Stroud, Richardson, just because of the injury, and Hooker. And yeah, and let's get to Levis. Is he both of our fifth?
I mean, by default,
I
yeah.
can't do Hager, and I can't do
Shoot.
I can't justify anybody over him after
I mean, I'll put Fresno QB over top of him if I can.
that.
Shoot. If I'm like,
Want
honestly.
to do Tanner McKee so bad, but there's no way Tanner McKee's gonna be. I mean, he's a statue. It's not 1988, so I can't do McKee. I want to
Tanner.
put Thompson Robinson, but no, you can't really justify Jaren Hall. No. Stetson Bennett, maybe, but I can't put Stetson Bennett
He's an
five.
alcoholic.
I think Stetson Bennett will actually probably have a better career, but I'm not putting him five.
I would put Bennett over Levis. Hell yeah. But I
But then that
mean,
means he's five. I can't see
but
Stetson being
listen,
five.
in the history of the draft, man, I ain't never seen them slander a white quarterback like they do brothers, man. And them talking about he an alcoholic and
Y'all said, what is this? Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
kind of weird.
they framing this man.
I was
What
confused.
is
I was
going
like,
on?
do I like him now? What do I
They,
do?
I'm like, they really dogging this man. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, alcohol problem. I mean, this is not what you do. Manziel had that. They tried to hide it. Baker
Bro,
clearly has
Jim
it.
Druckenmiller had it and
Yeah,
he
they try
caught
to
it.
hide it.
So yeah, I don't want to hear about that nonsense. But yeah, I'll go ahead and put my guy Stetson Bennett in there. I know a lot of people have been asking questions about him. Listen, just because you're a national champion, even if you're back-to-back national champion, even if you did it twice in your career and it wasn't back-to-back, doesn't necessarily mean you're NFL ready or NFL caliber. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he's on the older side, which does matter to scouts and where they draft you at. His experience is great and his athleticism is a bit underrated. He's shown that he can improve and make adjustments, and he's a gamer. So they're all good attributes to have, but just not as a top prospect, man. Like, Anthony Richardson is a better prospect than Stetson Bennett because he's literally at an elite level on every athletic
Yeah,
spectrum that you could
it's
come
the
up
most
with.
athletic quarterback you've ever seen, and one of the
Yeah.
most
So
athletic players you've ever seen in
and that's the
history.
type of things that can sell. Yeah. Like, if you're selling Stetson Bennett to the NFL and all you got is what he did in college as far as like he wins games. Fuck, that's a lot of people, man.
And he's surrounded by the most talent anybody's ever had overall, with their defense, everything. It's probably one of the most talented teams ever, ever. But I don't want to short shrift for Levis because people want to hear it. So let me go back to Levis. The problem with Levis is, and this is what I was going to dog you too, but I had to charge the computer. You know, another quarterback who we had to go back to the year before he was drafted to justify him?
Justin Herbert.
Jameis Winston.
Justin Herbert?
James Winston, 18
Justin
interceptions
Herbert? No.
last
You
year.
ain't got to
But
go
the
back
national
that far.
title year,
You
he
ain't
was
got to go
great.
back that
He
far.
was great. He
You
was
ain't
great
got to
that
go
year.
back
But,
that
and
far.
Levis reminds me so much of Jameis Winston. In a just dumb play, dumb decision making, sloppy, no excuse. Now that red shirt sophomore year, Jameis was great. But that junior year, he was awful. And I just want to be thorough here in case you are a Levis fan. So we can really, I don't want to skirt on it. I don't want to not give him his due process here. Now, this is from Greg Cosell. I could do Bill Polian. Greg Cosell, ball placement needs to become a little more consistent. Missed too many routine throws. Lower body mechanics at times unsettled. Feet not set with firm base, resulting in off-balance rush throws. Must develop a better feel and patience in the pocket when the initial look is not clean. Tendency to play fast. Shown a tendency on his drop to drift. Needs to become more refined using head, eyes, and control to manipulate the defense on primary reads. So basically what it said is he can't play fucking quarterback. Because everything that Jericho said just listed. And then you could say, oh, just like the traits of Richardson. But in some ways, I think he's a worse passer than Richardson. Like when you look at these decisions that Levis makes, and you're just like, why? And I under and a lot of excuses. This is the other thing too. This your thing was if you got to go back. My thing, if you got to make excuses for what's around him and he can't elevate, that's a bad sign. They did it for Daniel Jones, and look what it took for him to be successful. But you can't make excuses. It's college football. You should be able to, if you're talented enough to be a top 10 pick, you can elevate and win games on your own. I'm sorry.
This man got 25 interceptions and 17 fumbles. He dropped back four times a game.
In 2 years.
Man, we spending too much time on Levis, man. I'm gonna be as slanderous as possible. You said if there's Levis fans out there, where they at? They shouldn't be. They
But
shouldn't be. Unless,
let me give you a
unless you
Bill
kick to
Polian.
this
Let me give you
man.
Bill Polian. This is Bill Polian's negatives. We tried before he got senile. He just was a little racist to Lamar. Everything else spot on. 46 touchdowns, 25 interceptions below average. Accuracy on deep throws and ball placement and accuracy on shorter are just average. Misses some obvious chunk plays. Has difficulty with accuracy and recognition versus the blitz. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we watching? And to the credit of Jameis Winston and Jay Cutler or anybody I've ever said, they didn't look like this in college. They look like this in the NFL. He is Jameis Winston and Jay Cutler in NFL, but both those dudes balled out of college in average. So no, Levis is a no, just no. And the only people that like Levis you see on TV is saltines making excuses. They love a big husky saltine with a strong arm.
No, I love a big husky saltine with a strong arm when it comes to quarterback, and I don't like Levis, and that should tell everybody what they need to know. Like
Biggest
literally,
assault ever is between him and Josh Allen.
if you just put pictures up of Levis, Josh Allen, and Carson Wentz, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart. And I can tell you right now that coming out of college, I have nothing good to say about Levis.
I'd
And
fight somebody if he compared Josh Allen.
I was all
I'm the
about
biggest Josh Allen fan.
Josh Wentz, Carson Wentz and Josh Allen. Arm ability and size, etc. But like scheme fit, pro style, run oriented with play action shot plays. They don't run those types of offenses anymore in the league, man.
No, that's what somebody said. He need to be in that kind of
It's so
who's gonna
sad.
run that
What is a
for
pro
him?
style? What is a pro style offense? Because people think it's like under center or something, and that's not
Not
accurate.
anymore. Yeah, not
Lamar
anymore.
Jackson
Like
ran a
they
pro
running a
style
pro set.
offense in
No, nobody
college, and
run that no more.
nobody wants to talk about that, but Lamar ran a pro style offense in college. He's just so athletic, and they just
Yeah.
incorporated
That is true
spacing
though.
in the offense that people thought it was, oh, it's just a spread off. No, it's pro style too.
Yeah, it was
Like,
Bobby Petrino. That's classic.
yeah, like it pisses me off when they say that like it's something special. Prototypical quarterback at the position. No, he's not. He's not cerebral. He's got a decent arm, but he's got shitty mechanics. He
Yeah,
can't
I don't even
read
think. I think the
anything.
arm is nullified by the mechanics. I saw a lot of times the ball pass to the outside. It takes forever to get there. Like, yeah, if
They
he
said,
stands there and does it right, it's great. But a lot of times his mechanics are so poor and he's drifting, and they do get pressured a lot that it's being negated.
ideal role, starting quarterback. You got to be out your fucking mind. If Richardson goes first, well, I'm going to be disgusted. But again, I can see a justification for that. If Levis goes first round, I kid you not, I could not be a GM, bro. I could not be a GM. If I'm in my room and people telling me this is who they want to pick, I'm out. I quit on the spot, resigning.
I'm
I
not
want
drafting.
nothing to
It's
do with
modern
it.
day of college football. I don't care if the dude played 4 years, probably, but he shouldn't have to play 4 years. If you got 28 interceptions, I'm out in your career. But in 2 years, 28 interceptions in this college
And
atmosphere.
17 fumbles.
Like, no, bro. That's struggling NFL stats. That should never happen. That's what I'm saying. He's not a good college football player. If you really delve into it, he is not. So we got the top five. Is there anybody else? And we even talked about Bennett. Is there anybody else that floats your boat?
No, not really, but for the sake of having a talk, Max Duggan is everything I said Will Levis is. He's trash. I saw him Senior Bowl. Do not touch him at all. He
Yeah, and
is.
he's
He,
rated pretty low. He's rated
yeah,
pretty low. He's like,
he's still seeing ghosts from the Georgia game. But
he's
if
classic gutsy. He's a gutsy winner type college with limited physical abilities. This site I have 33rd team, which I've been leaning on a little bit. They have Cosell and they have Napoleon giving stuff, but neither one of them scouted him, which should tell you something. They got him a 6.0, which is a backup special teams contributor grade. And it says Duggan is athletic, high intangible QB who's more of a raw thrower than a natural passer. His strengths are leadership, speed, athletic ability, sound black, accuracy, arm strength, and size are weaknesses. No. Like, I don't, maybe he could give you one possession in a game that he's the backup, somebody gets hurt. He might give you one drive. That's the best you're gonna get out of him. The poor man's case.
I am with Chase. I want to say Brees. I can't remember how they said his name, but people don't might not remember him. He went to Clemson, backed up, not DJ. I think he was there before DJ. Backed up Sunshine for a little bit, and then transferred to Appalachian State. Thought he did very well. When they asked him to pass and actually gave Appalachian State a prolific aspect to their offense, which people don't usually see. Yes, they did get upset by JMU, but it wasn't really his fault. But I think ability-wise, if you look at his pedigree when he was getting recruited and then what he showed at App State, I think there's some upside to him for a long shot punt on a quarterback. That you, if you got to fill a roster spot, get this guy, put him on your practice squad, see what you can get out of him. He is sneaky athletic, which we love to use for salty quarterbacks, but he is sneaky athletic and has some arm talent. I mean, this was back when Dabo and Tony Elliott was actually recruiting guys that could throw the ball. And yes, that is a swipe at Jamal. But I think he would be the guy that I would take a flyer on in the later rounds.
Who's that?
Chase, Rice, Brees. I can't remember how they
Oh, that
said
is
this
talking
last
about.
name.
I thought he was a
But yeah,
damn.
Appalachian State quarterback, man. They,
Damn.
I haven't seen anybody
I don't think
really
that brother
scout
on
him.
my. I don't think he's on my even on
Yeah,
my
he knows Cody's
radar.
board. It's cool, but I'm telling
He
you,
might as well
Sun
draft
Belt,
Daniel
baby.
Jeremiah.
Sun action is what we call him in the streets now,
He's
man.
not
They
even
be
on
bringing.
this list, bro.
Oh,
It's
hey.
a God, Doug, that's a deep one. If I had to do it,
When he make a team, just remember, just
I
like I
hear you.
told people about Zappy, just remember.
That's a deep one.
Yeah.
Hager from Fresno State is the guy that's kind of making the rounds now. And I got to see him. Nice rhythm and timing. He's got a good decision making. He's pretty small. He's got good foot. Like he's one of those quarterbacks. If you let him drop back, 3-5 step drop, he's ready to throw at the end of his drop. He can kind of make a few plays, got a good release. Everything's consistent, but he's just not a big quarterback, and he's not the prototype. He's not. There are certain measurables that you almost always have to have, unless you can run and have a lot of athletic ability to be successful in the NFL. And he's 6 foot 207, so he reminds me of Heineke. He reminds me of Baker. That's serviceable. Maybe he can get in like Heineke and like make something happen. because expectations are low. But in the end, but for a guy that's going to be picked fifth, sixth round, that's a good career. Or maybe go, I don't think he'd be undrafted, but that, and if he were to go somewhere like San Francisco, I think he could. I mean, obviously, but if he got a chance in a really good situation, he might be able to functionally run offense.
I saw him in the Senior
He
Bowl.
did great. Yeah, you personally saw
Yeah, saw him in the Senior Bowl. He is probably smaller than Tristan. But
It's like 204, 6 foot two oh
yeah.
four. It's like,
They're lying. He ain't 6 foot, and he
and
definitely ain't two.
that's technically not the 6 foot part, but I think which chick is bigger. Bryce was way more at the combine, or
Yeah.
very the same.
Yeah, and Bryce is too small, but nobody says anything about this guy, I guess, because he's not high
And
on the
nobody
rankings.
cares. It ain't
But
scouting. The big
I will
people.
say that he's so rhythm based that he had a lot of passes batted in practice a lot. Didn't necessarily show in the game, but that was the one thing I noticed, that he had a lot of passes batted in practice, and he stood out on the guys in the Senior Bowl. And yeah, there wasn't the top talent of the Senior Bowl, but for a Fresno State player, Fresno actually had a pretty decent offense last couple of years. And I think somebody that you could consider as I hate that you said Heinicke. Love to see his trajectory be Heinicke, but he throws a way better pass than Heinicke. I still don't know how Heinicke got drafted and was able to throw. He call me misogynist if you want. He throws like a girl, bro. It's the highest release, the wobbliest pass, like no velocity whatsoever, and a lot like the only person who could catch it was Scary Terry. Like it's crazy. You can't even pick his pass because you don't know where it's gonna go. Like you can't judge it because it looks like he kicked it rather
Terry
than threw it.
Rice, baby, Terry Rice. Yeah, I think that. So, I just think it's a weak draft, and I think it's a weak year for quarterbacks, and maybe that means somebody will surprise us. But it's, to me, it's Bryce and everybody else, and I think Stroud is going to be mediocre. Any parting thoughts before we go?
App State quarterback, you heard it here first. Don't sleep on, and this isn't quarterback related, but don't sleep on Tennessee wide receivers in this draft. Them boys are playmakers. And don't judge these boys too hard, man, because we don't have no innovators on offense anymore.
Yeah,
They
I
just don't
agree.
exist.
We're going to try to do next week. I guess next week we can do the receivers. If that's what
Wait,
you want to do,
can we do the edge rushers? Because
let's
Chris
do edge
Sims.
rushers. I haven't delved into them, but we can do
Did
that
you
if you
see
already
Chris
start
Sims
looking.
put Anderson as a third tier edge rusher?
Did? Who did?
Chris Sims.
Yeah, Chris Sims, wild. But I have been hearing rumblings about Anderson not being like as good as, but you got to look at the draft itself. You can't just judge it by like Myles Garrett and Von Miller.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he's
You
not a
pick it where you
generational
at,
talent.
or Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Like you pick it
Yeah.
where you at. Now I
Come
don't. Now
on,
I
bro.
have heard. Oh God, it slipped my mind. The Texas Tech guy. People are starting to put him above. But where's the production? You know, before we get into it. But I don't know. I didn't need to look at him harder. I've been reading up on him. I looked at some clips, but I need to look at him harder. To give my full. But also, if it's somebody who's been a stud from the very beginning.
Since inception?
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll talk about it. It should be a good one.
Yeah. I'm cool.
So
You can
just
slam
be
me
on
if you
the lookout
want.
for
I'll talk.
that. Also, we did a succession pod on the Televangelist podcast. It'll be on my pages. Also, I think I'm gonna put it in the IB network feed as well. So we're coming at you with more content. Keep an eye out, support the brand.